Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Another edition of The Good Stuff with Mike and Kim Burge out of Valentine, Nebraska. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to come on down and spend some time. Well, it might be coming up, depending on if you're in Goodland, Kansas, or somewhere like that. Anyway, wherever you're at, check out visitvalentine.com. A lot of things to do this fall, whether it's a hunting trip, an ice fishing trip this winter, or maybe some cowboy fast draw on the 19th through the 21st of September. Find out more at visitvalentine.com.
Local, national, international livestock industry news. What about livestock auction reports or award-winning columnists, classified ads, all about the livestock industry, or special interest sections? You get all of that and so much more at Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read, so you need to go to tsln.com and subscribe now.
Here's a quick one-liner for you. I just got back from a pleasure trip. I took my mother-in-law to the airport.
Ha ha.
Okay, your turn.
Okay. Autumn makes people squirrely. This is from the Southern Bureau. That's Dolores Colburn out of Valentine, Nebraska. I need to stay away from grocery stores for a while. Again on Monday, I bought sacks of stuff and the canned goods shelf is already packed and the freezer is near to overflowing. And at mealtime, I'm having to eat whatever is nearest to spoiling. For at least a month, I've been overbuying. Furthermore, just in the last 3 days, I visited one friend sweating over a huge batch of crabapple jelly, another grumbling about how poor her garden was this summer while wrapping a bucket full of tomatoes for the freezer, and both of them, like me, no longer have a family at home. Does it make sense? Of course not. The squirrel urge has overcome us, as it does every year at this time. Probably comes from living a lot of years in blizzard country. Or maybe it's instinct that follows evolution back to the squirrel-like ancestor a couple of 100 million years ago. Come out of my shop and harvest, can and freeze, and store away as though life depended on it. What is this drive we share with so many of God's creatures? I brought home a bone for my dog Monday. She gnawed on it a while and then buried it in the compost heap. How intelligent. The ground there is easy digging. The decaying progress will soften the bone. Furthermore, generated heat keeps the heap from freezing long after the icy cold has sunk deep into the ground all around it. Flocking birds are gorging at the bird feeder. Mice are harvesting with a passion, I know, because the cats have been harvesting the mice, driven by their storage urge past caution, also with a passion. Squirrels with packed cheeks are scampering up the lakeside trees, hardly bothering to flick their tails at passing humans. I suppose as fall approaches, beavers are towing tender saplings across their ponds and stuffing them into underwater basements, and honeybees are putting more honey into the comb and less into raising young, and voles are mowing grass and stacking it in their underground lofts, the same way many of my neighbors are mowing and building huge green stacks at the edge of the fields. Biologists have learned that very little of the stuff animals store goes to waste, no more than the percentage I clean out of my freezer in the spring or the number of haystacks that are left to mold into mounds of compost through the summer. Dogs rarely lose a bone. Beaver supplies are generally used up just as the sap begins to rise again, and the pretty little gray squirrels that bury hundreds of nuts in individual holes not only remember each location but respect catches buried by other gray squirrels. They also distinguish the scent of their own particular store. Biologists have exchanged positions of nuts buried by various gray squirrels. They always go to one of their own spots first and then nose around and find one of their original nuts, no matter how complicated the switching was. But in civilized America, even in the comparative wilds of High Plains, Nebraska, a person does not need to store a whole winter supply. The county road department digs me out in no more than a week or two in the worst of winters. My brain is big enough to remember that. So why do I wrestle with my squirrel instincts whenever I go near a grocery store? Well, I guess it must be in the genes. Karen Stransberry wrote that, a freelance writer.
All right. Thanks for sending that in to us, Dolores. So I'm going to end it with this one today, and then you can all groan and we'll be out of here. A drunk was in front of a judge, and the judge says, "You've been brought here for drinking." And the drunk says, "Okay, let's get started."
Got to give him credit, right?
Thanks for tuning in to this great radio station for The Good Stuff.